to let me know. Should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Starting the day out right. May the 4th be with you. Just to have to get that out of the way right off the bat. May 4th. And want to welcome, I'm excited to have in the studio with me this morning, Alex Gartner, who wears many hats, including executive director and artistic director for the Pensacola Children's Chorus.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to have you here first thing Monday.
Yes.
So how are you?
Well, calm before the storm, we'll put it that way.
I'm thinking, I was looking at with your calendar and I went, uh-oh, he's got lots to talk about. So let's get right to it. Showtime.
Yeah, showtime. The final cap on the season of the Pensacola Children's Chorus is happening this weekend at the Sanger Theater.
Gosh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. Friday and Saturday are at 7:30 and Sunday is at 2:30. And for those who are not familiar, showtime is very much just a mad review of all pop culture. Anything that's relevant right now, we try and throw in. We also throw some nostalgic classics.
Mm-hmm.
I always say there's something in the show for absolutely everyone.
Oh, okay. Now, is this song that we just played in the show?
It is, and it's actually
in a
kind of a crazy context. We're doing an ode to the music of Stranger Things, the hit Netflix series.
Oh, how fun.
No Star Wars music in this one, but definitely a little on the supernatural sci-fi.
Okay,
sure.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about Showtime and the Pensacola Children's Chorus, because you never know. You might have someone that's heard of y'all. They hear this Showtime thing. What is this exactly? And
yeah.
And it takes lots of rehearsal, but I don't know that I didn't realize when I first moved here until I went to a show and went, oh my gosh. There was, 100 people on stage at once, all ages. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So the Children's Chorus presents an annual series of concerts each year, Showtime, of course, being one of them. But they're all different every single year. While they run under the same title, not any one of them are the same from year to year. So Showtime, like I said, is more of a musical review of a lot of relevant music that's going on right now. In addition to Stranger Things, we're also featuring some of the new music from the Wicked for Good movie.
Oh, so fun.
That was, pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Yeah, and we're also featuring a set that we are taking actually to Carnegie Hall in New York in June. So the music that we're presenting there, this is kind of like our little preview performance.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, you have to tell us all about that because that is really an incredible. I can't believe y'all are going.
Oh,
I'm just so impressed.
Yeah, we're taking a group of 107 people.
Goodness
so
gracious.
Pray for me and my team.
And the Wranglers.
Yes, right. And we are going in June, and we're performing two concerts at Carnegie, actually, a daytime recital on Monday, June 15th, where we will present ourselves as the Pensacola Children's Chorus with all of the costumes and choreography and music everybody knows and loves.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the evening, we are headlining and anchoring the National Youth Choir.
Oh my gosh. You, if you're listening and you're not aware of what exactly Carnegie Hall is, it is the premier showcase, I think, for centuries now. I don't know how long it's been there.
It's been there for a long time.
A long time in the heart of New York City, right up there on 59th, I think it is, Street.
And something around there.
Right around there, that neighborhood. But they have everyone there, from chorus to symphonies to private concerts to speaker. I mean, it is just an amazing place. But it is an honor, truly an honor, to be asked to come and perform there as a chorus from from this whole country.
Yes.
You were selected to be
yes,
there. That is an incredible honor.
And
I'm so excited for y'all.
Thank you. And we're excited. You know, not everybody from Pensacola can come to New York City to see
mm-hmm.
that. So we're excited to be able to bring what we're presenting there to life at Showtime.
That's awesome. That is so, so exciting.
Yeah.
And the national part piece of it, the second part that you were talking about, talk about that a minute.
Yeah. So the operation at Carnegie, they kind of put together a list of choirs that they want to bring together, and they thought of Pensacola Children's Chorus first, which we were grateful
wow.
for. So I get the honor of leading that festival with 12.
You are?
Yeah, with 12 other choirs from across the United States.
Wow. Well, that's just a little something extra to do on the side, huh?
Just a little small thing we might be gearing up for.
Wow, Alex. Well, that's amazing. We could do a whole show just on how you coordinate all of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the dates on that if someone just happens to be in New York City and wants to go?
The daytime recital is going to be around 1 o'clock on Monday, June 15th, and the concert with the National Youth Choir is later that evening at 8 p.m.
June 15th. Is that a Saturday?
It's a Monday.
A Monday. Okay. So you're going to go there for the weekend and then cap it off on Monday and hear them perform there.
Exactly.
But if you can't go, let's give those dates and times again for Showtime.
Yeah, come check us out this weekend at the Sanger. It's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th and 9th at 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 2:30 p.m., and tickets are available online on our website, PensacolaSings.org. And we're also live streaming on Friday and Sunday. So if for some reason you can't get down, we will have that option available.
Where would I find that?
That's also at PensacolaSings.org.
Oh, that's great. Because sometimes you can't get away or you've got to take care of somebody or something like that. So that's perfect.
And luckily with that, you actually get to watch. You can watch it multiple times up through like Tuesday of next week or something like that.
So. Okay. So how long is the show?
It's just under 2 hours.
Okay.
So it's perfect for a younger one who's just excited to get to the theater to experience some great music. In addition to, you know, Stranger Things, which is not for every audience, but we're doing music from like Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
We've got a Rubber Ducky theme.
Oh.
I know, it's very cute. And one of my favorites is we are doing a rock and roll themed set.
Oh.
But they're cavemen.
Wait, back up.
Yeah, I know. It's a little novelty. So we're doing a bunch of rock and roll songs.
Can you give an example or a sample maybe?
So the set is called Prehistoric Rock, and
okay.
So we have like Rockin' Around the Clock Tonight, old time rock and roll. We also throw in a weird song called Walk the Dinosaur, if any of you have heard that.
I'm sorry to confess.
Yeah. And then we end with It's the End of the World as We Know It. There's sound effects.
Yeah.
There's lighting. There are cavemen clubs and discovering fire. It's very comical. We can't get through it without laughing.
Right. How old are the kids that are doing this piece?
That'll be our high school tenor and bass choir.
Okay, these kids were not even born when we were singing Rock Around the Clock, okay?
I mean,
this is the coolest thing. They're probably going, what?
They had a fun time. They're having a fun time hamming it up, that's for
sure. I guess so, yeah. How fun is that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got that segment, and what's the other one you were telling me about?
Well, in addition to the Stranger Things, we actually have a new arrangement of Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill, the viral song from that, and our high school treble group, which is just really amazing. They're bringing that to life in a really special way. It's going to be very powerful. And then we're ending our concert. We call it, the theme is Cry, because we just keep crying as it all happens. There's this wonderful sequence of kind of looking at the youngest of our singers, because we start in grades 1 and 2.
They are so stinking cute, I gotta tell you.
And then
they really are.
We kind of layer on additional ages, and then we end the concert with a graduation themed set with our high schoolers.
Nice. And a lot of those folks have been with you for years, right?
Yeah, we have, I think, 3 10-year members graduating with us this year. We have a class of 11 that'll be.
Wow. And there are people that have gone on from Pensacola Children's Chorus to making a living in the theater.
Absolutely. We've had some great notable alumni. Of course, Ashley Brown is the one everybody thinks of from Gulf Breeze, Mary Poppins on Broadway, and among many other roles. But we have several students who are actually going into music this year. It's not common that we have that all the time. It's not the end goal of our program. We want them to go into whatever path they want with the tools they need to succeed. We have 2 music ed students at Florida State and another vocal performance, too.
That's amazing. Yeah. We're talking with Alex Gartner, and he is with Pensacola Children's Chorus, executive director and artistic director, talking about all the exciting things they've got on the calendar. So don't go away. We're going to be back. And if you've got any questions for him, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back with Pep Talk. Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Alex Gartner is here with the Pensacola Children's Chorus, executive director, artistic director, basically wearing all the hats. It sounds like you're kind of busy.
Yeah, a little bit busy.
Well, we had a question that just came in from one of our listeners. So how does a parent decide if the children's chorus is right for a 10-year-old child?
That's such a great question. And what I love about the children's chorus is that we take a really differentiated approach with all of our singers. So if your 10-year-old has an interest in singing or performing, that's usually the best gateway. And that's the only thing we really want to see from kids is an interest in being there.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have a huge amount of stage presence when you start. And on the other hand, if you have a lot of personality, you don't have to be afraid that we're going to stifle that by any means. What we try and do is take all of our kids and put them with our incredible team of teachers. We're an education organization. I know we put on performances, but you know, those are only a few times a year. So the classes that we and rehearsals that we offer weekly are really built around teaching those skills, confidence being a among the highest one that we see great output in. But really the only thing that we look for is a desire to be there, and an interest in the performing arts, an interest in music and singing and dancing, and give them to us and we'll shake them up a little bit and we'll put them on stage and just watch the magic happen.
Well, the whole point is that it is educational. So, you know, at 5 years old, you're not going to have a lot of experience, right? Even if you've got that kind of charisma, you can see this child wants to be a performer. But you might also have a child that's a little bit shy, but loves music. So the whole point of it is to educate, teach them about the music, teach them to have that confidence and to work with other kids. And it's great for building teamwork and learning how to make friends.
Responsibility, accountability, confidence, empathy, friendships, so many great things.
So a big part of this, too, is the classes that you provide.
Yeah, so we will start our main season back again in September, but we're actually doing auditions this weekend at the theater, and audition is a scary word. The audition meaning you stepped across the door and you were willing to sing for us. We don't have any cut system by any means. We're working with kids after all.
Right.
So we want to make sure that that first experience with them builds their confidence as well.
And they could sing something really simple, right?
They don't even have to prepare anything.
Like Mary Had a Little Lamb or something.
Not even that. You don't even have to think about it. We've got a very easy sequence of exercises that our staff will lead people through. Just to basically assess where a child's voice is in a given time. And then that's it. As long as you fill out the paperwork, you're in. So we're doing auditions this weekend at the theater. But then we also have several days throughout the summer. And we also do them at our summer camps. So if you have a child that's kind of on the fence about whether a children's course is right for them, the camps are the best place to get started.
Yeah.
We have a stage camp that is kind of like about built around putting a musical on in a week. It's a little crazy.
Oh, wow, how fun.
And that's in mid-June. And then our biggest one is at the end of July, which is perfect for like when a lot of other camps have stopped for the summer, but parents are still, for my own child, trying to figure out what we're going to do with him while I'm teaching this camp. Right before the school year ramps up, we have this big old music education. It's called Summer Festival. It's a very original name. And we just do a lot of different classes in musicianship and singing and dancing and choir and games all sorts of fun things. And then we put on a showcase at the end of the week. And that's like a big, like, if you're wanting to get involved in children's chorus, that's the right way to do it.
So how long is it? Is it all day or is it in the mornings or how does that all work?
So they are all day camps. We have early care and aftercare for those. And then the... we do have aftercare at the YMCA. So basically, the younger ones get dismissed a little bit earlier and go to the Y a little bit later. But the younger ones can be picked up as early as 2, the older ones as early as 4. But then both groups as late as 6.
Okay, great. So then where do I go to find out the information, the cost, all that good stuff?
PensacolaSings.org is the right place to go for summer camps, auditions, and tickets to Showtime this weekend.
And when do the summer camps start again?
That'll be mid-June. Our first camp is on June 22nd.
Perfect.
So there are multi-week discounts available. If you sign up for 2, we can give you some money off. We also have scholarships available. And for children in Escambia County who qualify, we do have fully subsidized participation for the summer available.
That's excellent. So that if you're worried about the cost, there are some options.
Yep, plenty of options.
That is really perfect. But what are the age ranges?
So our summer groups start as early as incoming first grade. So if your child is going into first grade, in the 26-27 school year, they're ready for our camps.
Okay. So if you have a budding star that likes to sing at breakfast or sing in the car, those kind of things, or you might have somebody that might just benefit from being around all these kids who are outgoing.
Absolutely. Not everybody's into sports. And that's okay. But being around like-minded kids with similar interests is always great, and it helps expand horizons and meet people across the community. It's not just people from your local school or neighborhood. It's from people all across Escambia, Santa Rosa, Southwest Alabama. It's great to see them all come together.
It really is fun, because when I was little, I did some children's theater and stuff, but the kids were from other schools. And so that was neat, too, because I got to make some new friends.
Absolutely.
So it's a wonderful program, but the big thing that I want to make sure everybody knows about this weekend is Showtime.
Showtime at the Sanger Theater, 250 kids on stage singing some of your very favorite music. And if you're scared that it's children, I promise you it is highest quality music you will experience in this community. And tickets are available now online at PensacolaSings.org this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Sanger Theater.
And 7:30 Friday and Saturday, Sundays at 2:30. So you have no excuses. Plenty of free parking.
Plenty of free parking downtown,
right?
Right.
But it is a wonderful show, and the professionalism, the choreography. I was blown away the first time I ever went. I thought, oh my goodness, this is amazing. But I have great respect for whoever their backstage wranglers are, because when you talk about 250 kids.
There's about 100 volunteers helping us make that happen.
that in and of itself is worth the price of a ticket.
It's truly a great experience if you've not seen the chorus or been a part of anything that's unlike this. It's a really special thing, and we hope to see you there.
Well, let me tell you, if you have a group of singers who are nationally known or well enough known to be invited to come perform at Carnegie Hall in New York, then you might want to come see him here.
I'll take that endorsement. Thank you.
Yes, sir. 850-437-1620 if you have any questions about Pensacola Children's Chorus. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Alex Gartner. He is the executive director and artistic director for the Pensacola Children's Chorus. So much happening. I'm so excited for y'all. Going to Carnegie Hall.
Yes.
On June 15th. It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be really fun. And for those of you who cannot join us, which I know going to New York, especially on a World Cup weekend, is proving to be very expensive,
right?
You can catch the music that we're performing there at Showtime this weekend at the Sanger.
Which, oh, by the way, is this weekend.
Exactly.
This is the weekend, so you can see it without going to New York right here in our home theater.
Yeah, our ticket prices are a lot more affordable.
What are the price ranges?
They start as low as $15.
Okay, that's affordable. Mm-hmm. You can't even go through a drive-thru anymore for $15.
That's right.
That's very affordable. So give us the Showtimes again, and if you just join us, we're talking with Alex, who's with the Pensacola Children's Chorus. Every year they do this Showtime performance in the spring. It's
yes.
a tradition.
It's a tradition, but the music is anything but traditional, nor is the music anything but the same as the last year or the year prior to that. We really feature a lot of music that has a broad appeal, from popular music to musical theater, music from movies.
I like the lineup this year. Why don't you review that real quick for
us? Yeah, some fun ones. We're doing the hit songs of Stranger Things, the series, not the scary part, but just the fun part, and with the costumes. Costumes are great too.
Right.
And then we're also doing some music from Wicked for Good,
the
finale movie. We're doing some lighter stuff like Winnie the Pooh, some Rubber Ducky. We're opening with kind of a Roaring 20s type of feel.
How fun. Are you have the costumes for that too?
Of course.
That's the thing. They are so professional, and the choreography and the costumes, it's first class. I'm telling you.
Thank you.
I really mean that sincerely.
Thank you.
I was so impressed. I didn't know what I had to expect, but when I saw it, if you've never seen it, it is really spectacular.
Yeah, you'll forget for a minute that it's kids performing for you.
For longer than a minute, let me tell you.
Hopefully longer than a minute, that's for sure.
For sure.
So it's happening this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Sanger Theater. Friday and Saturday are at 7:30. Sunday is at 2:30. And we are also live streaming on Friday and Sunday. So if for some reason you can't make it in person, we hope you'll join us online.
And you can find that at PensacolaSings.org?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So if you've got a child, a grandchild, a niece, a nephew, maybe you know a talented neighbor or a friend of a child, Can they come Saturday and come audition?
Yes, we're also doing auditions during the show, during an intermission and right afterwards, too. So if you're interested in potentially joining us in the fall, this is a great way to sort of get an idea of what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you can join us in the theater if you don't have a kid. You know, we're a nonprofit organization. Supporting the arts is a very important thing for a community to do, and we are so grateful for Pensacola and Northwest Florida for all the support they give us.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank our patrons every day and every concert, because that ticket is an investment in a child's future, and that honor is not lost on us. So
absolutely.
Please join us.
Yeah, and you can go to that website, PensacolaSings.org. You could donate, and I guess you're always looking for volunteers, too. How many volunteers are backstage?
For our concerts, we have about 100 volunteers.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's organized chaos that comes out magnificently. Every time I've seen it, it's just been flawless. Really, heads off to you. I can't wait to see the show this weekend.
It will be very fun and something for everybody. Like
absolutely. Okay, so the Pensacola Children's Chorus Showtime is this weekend. You don't want to miss it.
Please don't. It's going to be great.
We're at the Sanger Theater. Free parking?
Free parking on the street if you can find it. It's hot commodity. But again, it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7:30 Friday and Saturday, Sunday at 2:30. Tickets are available online at PensacolaSings.org.
Okay, well, we're going to have Alex back to talk about all the things coming up in the rest of the year. They're getting ready for going to New York City for June 15th for Carnegie Hall. Going to send you off and wish you the best on that trip. I hope everything goes really smoothly.
Thank you. We're excited.
Really, really well. So this is going to be super exciting for all of us here at Pensacola. And we have Kayla Richardson that we're all rooting on. We've been rooting her on for
lots
American
of hometown
Idol.
Excitement happening this week.
Yeah, so we got a lot of talent here in Pensacola, so you can see it firsthand this weekend at Showtime. Alex, thank you so much for being here with us this morning.
First thing Monday morning
when you just have a few things on your plate.
But it's great to start with you.
Aw, well, you're the best. I'm so excited for you. Thank you for all that you do for our children.